You blink first, I win. Okay, how about a game of rock, paper, scissors?
Lorraine, what are you doing?
Trying to entertain your dog. What's he doing here anyway?
Well, I've got a patient who's afraid of dogs, so I'm going to introduce him to a friendly one. Everybody loves my drive.
Dr. Weston.
Here you go.
Dr. Weston.
Oh, no. No, Philip, wait. You, now, put your wife in my office, will you? Philip? Philip, come, wait.
Okay, boy, get in there. You're about as stubborn as your master. And like they say, the milk bone don't fall far from the box.
Come on, the coast is clear. Come on, Philip. You know, I think we can help you get over this fear of dogs.
You're not going to make me stick my head in its mouth, are you?
No, of course not. I just want you to meet Dreyfus. Come on.
I don't know.
Philip, you know, I think it's time you deal with this problem. Your dad told me you quit walking to school because you were afraid of that dog down the block.
Fluffy. That toy poodle. He's a menace. The chauffeur drives me to school now.
Most dogs are really very nice. I just... Please, just come say hello to Drive, and you can see for yourself.
Okay. You're insured, right?
Hey, don't you worry about the dog. I'm the one who bites.
Here we go. Hey, look, Drive, we have company.
Oh, my God. He's showing his teeth.
No, Philip, stop. He's yawning. Ah, look at her. My sweet boy. Look at him. Now, come on down here. You hold out your hand. Let him sniff it. That way he knows you're friendly. Okay?
He's tasting me.
He's kissing you.
He's kissing me.
No, that means he likes you.
He does?
Yeah.
Does he know how to shake?
Are you kidding me? Dreyf, come on, shake. Shake. Yeah. See? Good boy. Now, that means he's your friend. That means he's your friend. And that means he wants you to pet him. Yeah. Yeah, a sweet boy.
What does that mean?
That means he's really got to go. Come on, brother. Hold the elevator!
Life goes on, and so do we. Just how we do it is no mystery. One by one, we fill the days. We find a thousand different ways. Can be hard to find. That's something I will never be. I'm always here for anything you need. Rain or shine, I'll be the one to share it all as life goes on. We share it all as life goes on.
Miss you, Patrick. It's two more interminable days until we kiss again, until we touch again, until we feel again.
Your father's in the room.
Better run, my darling. All we're doing is frustrating each other.
And making it impossible to keep breakfast down.
Au revoir, mon amour. What does a person have to do to get a little privacy around here?
Move?
Hey, people of Weston House, I bring you greetings from Curacao and my laundry for the past 2 weeks.
Leave it, and I burn it.
Oh, Carol, how I've missed our daily pleasantries.
Slime.
Hag. God, it's good to be home.
So, Charlie, how was the cruise?
Same old. Little sand, little sun, little death threat.
You guys know we're out of head cheese? Better add that to my list.
Charlie, someone threatened your life?
Yeah, this passenger babe I had a fling with on the ship. Look what she did to my underwear.
Oh, my God, she cut out the crotch.
No, I did that. But look what she wrote on the back.
I know where you live. You will die.
God, that's terrible. Wait a minute. That's my underwear.
I got a maniac on my hands, and all you think about is you, you, you. Here.
Oh.
You don't have to be a maniac to write you a death threat, Charlie.
Now, wait a second, Carol. This could be serious. Charlie, tell me more about this woman.
Well, first of all, she was double-jointed. Everywhere.
That's not what I mean, Charlie.
Well, her name was Jane, and you should have seen her eyes light up when I asked her to marry me.
You proposed to her?
Yeah. Now, you make it sound like I was leading her on. I dumped her first thing next morning.
You're dead. Are you dead?
So, Barbara, maybe it's time we called your cop buddies and had old Jane hauled off to the loony bin.
Charlie, this doesn't work that way. The police can't do anything unless she does something to you.
You're kidding, right? I mean, what do I pay taxes for? That is, if I paid taxes.
Look, it'll make you feel better. I'll drop by tonight after work and check on you, okay?
Thanks, Barbara.
Charlie, how can you keep treating women like this? I mean, how would you feel if a woman treated you the way you treated this woman?
Well, let's see. Get me drunk, propose to me just to get me into bed, cover me with salsa, put a tequila worm in my belly button. Harry, I'm the woman of my dreams.
Well, your bathroom window is unlocked.
Oh, well, thanks for checking out the place.
No problem. Okay, Charlie, I'm gonna go.
You're leaving? Can't you stay for a beer? It'll just take me a sec to run to your house and get one.
Charlie, I just finished a double shift. I'm exhausted.
I understand. You get your rest. No reason two of us have to wait for her to come and kill me.
Aren't you gonna get that?
Probably just another hang-up. I've been getting them all day. Hello? Yes, this is Charles Deeds. What? Who is this? What kind of person would say something so sick and disgusting without asking for my credit card first?
You're gonna do what? Carol, get off the phone.
Probably think I'm a real wimp for letting Carol frighten me.
Not really. Carol frightens a lot of guys. Look, Charlie, I know you're scared, but you can't panic. We have to be adults here.
Cool, you've got turbo hot rods?
Yeah, I picked it up a couple years ago when I gave up smoking.
Good idea.
Well, I needed something to do after sex.
You know, Charlie, you probably wouldn't be in this jam if you were a little more careful about who you dated.
Well, if I was more careful about who I dated, I wouldn't date. You're good. Most women can't get it around the track once without their cars flying off. Oh, damn, you beat me. You're into the Stooges?
What are you kidding? Wobble, wobble.
Wow. A baby can road race and like the Stooges. You know, I got all their videos.
Really? You got the one where the three of them go to Hollywood and become movie stars?
Yeah.
Oh, what about the one when they're trying to fix the water pump and they pump oil on Curly's head?
No, that was Mo. Curly sat on the pump and shut up in the sky.
No, that was Oily to Bed, Oily to Ride.
Was not, you knucklehead.
Was too, Lime Brain.
Was not. What?
Drive, you know the routine. First my coffee, then you'll walk. First I wash my hand, then my coffee, then you'll walk. Philip, what a nice surprise!
Ew. Morning, Dr. Weston. Hey. Hey, boy, did you miss me? I hope you don't mind me coming over.
No.
Can I take Travis for a walk?
Sure you can. That's it. Come on, you just walk him up and down the block a couple of times. Don't cross any streets.
Okay, I'll all take right. good care of him.
Okay. See. I'd say that kid is cured.
Morning, Harry. Listen, I got this problem.
Now, Charlie, you know the routine. First my coffee, then your problems.
Harry, I think I found her. The babe. I mean, woman. Who'll make me forget all the rest. Even the ones who'll do anything after two light beers.
Sounds serious.
I think it is. I actually spent the entire night with her and didn't touch her. That's a first for me, Harry.
Well, I suppose you should try everything once.
The weird part is, I'm happy just talking to her. It's like I have fun with her without actually having fun with her. What's happening to me, Harry?
Well, maybe you're becoming an adult. Or not.
I think it's love. So, do I tell her how I feel, or should I just let her find me hanging naked in my gravity boots?
Hey, guys.
Morning, babe.
Morning, Barbara. You're looking lovelier than ever.
Oh, wise guy, huh?
What time are you going to drop by tonight?
Oh, I wasn't planning on coming by. If that woman didn't show up last night, you're going to be fine.
Oh, great. But, you know, you can still come by to talk if you want.
Well, maybe some other time. I got to go.
Well, if you get finished early and you need something to do, I'll probably be up. Upside down, actually, in my gravity boots.
Oh. What are you doing on my phone?
Dreyfus is missing. A neighbor saw Philip put him in his limo and drive off. And it's not your phone. Oh, hello, Mr. Logan?
It is my phone.
Can we talk about this later, please? Hi, this is Dr. Weston. Is Philip there? Oh, he's outside with Dreyfus, thank God. Thank me. Oh, no, sir. No, excuse me. There's been a misunderstanding. I did not give my dog to your son. Why don't I drop by after work and we can straighten this out? All right. Yes, great. Bye-bye.
You going to get your dog back?
Yeah. I'll get him tonight. Laverne.
If it's your phone, you answer it.
I just want to thank you for coming by, Dr. Weston. I just feel terrible about what's happened.
Well, considering the circumstances, it's really okay.
No, it's not okay. I mean, taking someone's property without their permission, that's stealing.
Well, I wouldn't be too hard on the boy.
However, if you pay the guy, that would be considered, plain old American dealing.
Miss Logan, you can't buy my dog for $100, not for $200, not for $10,000.
Yeah. And I can make that cash if you're worried about the feds.
No, please, just give me my dog.
Really? You sure? Philip, son, could you come down to the library right away and bring the dog? I dread this. I've had a terrible time refusing the boy anything ever since his mother ran off with our personal trainer.
Yeah, I know how difficult it is to raise a child all by yourself.
Yeah, must be. Fortunately, I have a pretty good-sized staff here. Dr. Weston, do you think that maybe, you could break the bad news to Philip?
Don't you think it'd be easier on the boy if it came from someone closer?
Yeah, I suppose you're right. How'd the chauffeur do it?
No, sir, no, never mind. I'll do it.
Oh, hi, Dr. Weston. Hey, look who's here, Scamp.
Scamp?
Scamp.
I gave him a new name to go with his new home.
Philip, I'm here to take Dreyfus home with me.
Dad?
Son, I tried.
Then try harder. Did you tell him he doesn't have to declare it?
Philip, you have to understand, Dreyf and I have been best friends for a very long time. He belongs with me.
But I want him.
Well, I'm sorry no one's ever told you this before, but you can't always have everything you want. I mean, how would you feel if I came in here and took away someone you love like your big brother?
They already took him. He's in rehab.
Philip, there are some things money can't buy, like friendship and love. Or my dog. Don't you want Dreyf to be where he's happiest?
I guess so. But we've got 10 acres from to run around and steak for dinner every night. Where would you rather live?
With my family. Philip, one of the great things you learn from having a dog is that love and loyalty are much more important than things. Now, you can come visit Dreyf anytime you want, but right now, we're going home. Come on, Dreyf. Come on.
Scamp! Scamp, look what I got for you.
Dreyf? I'm sorry.
I guess I'll have to get my own dog.
Glad to hear you say that, son. You know, Dr. Weston taught you a very valuable lesson today.
He sure did. You can't bribe a man who already has money.
I knew you were paying attention. Good for you.
Hey, Dreyf, how's my favorite hostage?
He's home and raring to nap. Want to join us for a welcome home dinner?
Oh, I'd love to, Daddy, but I got to keep an eye on Charlie. He got some more hate mail.
Dear Charlie, sorry I didn't kill you last night. Car trouble. But you'll die tonight unless you have a guardian angel. Love, Jan?
No, I think that's supposed to be Jane. She's got worse handwriting than you, Daddy.
This is Charlie's grocery list. You know there's anything?
He misspelled ho-hos.
He wrote the note? Why?
Maybe he likes having you around.
Me?
Barbara, Charlie's got a giant crush on you.
Oh, my God, and I just thought he was acting goony this morning because he's goony.
I don't mean to pry, dear, but goony's not a quality you look for in a man, is it?
Daddy, please. Charlie's my friend, but he's still Charlie.
Good, because I really didn't want to give you that I no longer have a daughter speech.
Oh, Daddy, how am I going to tell Charlie I'm not interested in him? It's going to wreck our friendship. I don't think I can do this.
I have 3 words for you, dear. Mrs. Barbara Dietz.
This won't take long.
Charlie, I want to talk to you. What's all this?
A little something I whipped up for us.
SpaghettiOs?
The hot dog laying on top was my idea.
Charlie, this is very sweet.
I knew you'd love it. Amazing, isn't it? All these years we've lived next door to each other and finally realized how much we share.
That's probably why we're such good friends.
Great friends. Best even.
So we can be honest with each other, right?
Why? Do I have a booger?
No. Charlie, I know that Jane didn't write that last note. You did.
Why would I do that?
Because you have a crush on me.
Oh, really? I think someone's stuck on herself.
Charlie, come on. I know when someone likes me.
Okay. I was afraid to tell you because I wasn't sure if you felt the same way about me. So, do you?
No, Charlie.
No.
Charlie, you're one of my best friends, and I want it to be that way forever. But if we got involved, we would risk losing everything.
Okay, I understand.
Really? Just like that?
Sure. What would a great girl like you want with a poor schlub like me? I mean, you need a real man, not a pathetic excuse for one. I'm dirt.
I'm not giving you sympathy sex.
Damn, you really know me, don't you?
Charlie, if you try being friends with these women instead of doing other things with them first, you might find someone who's really right for you.
Jeez, Barbara, you make me feel better. That really helped. I'm a new guy.
I'm not giving you cheered up sex either.
Damn, you're good.
Charlie, I gotta go.
Barbara, wait a second. Since I sprang for dinner and everything, at least you could
Charlie,
do
Charlie, I meant it when I said no.
I just want you to check my place out.
Oh. Okay, did you remember to lock the bathroom window?
I think so. Jane?
Sleaze bag! Miami PD! What is this?
Glue. I was going to put it in his hair mousse.
God, that's sick.
But I changed my mind. After hearing you break his heart, I got my revenge. Suffer, Charlie. Suffer the way I did.
Look, I don't care if you changed your mind. You're coming downtown with me.
Barbara, a word? Maybe this is the Lord's way to show me that Jane's Miss Wright.
I don't think the Lord condones breaking and entering, Charlie.
Maybe not, but Jane's a lot better looking than I remembered.
Charlie?
Just let me talk to her for a second. Jane, I'm real sorry about what happened between us before. I think we got a little ahead of ourselves. Why don't we just try to get to know each other?
Well, I don't know.
That's very nice, Charlie.
Great. So, you like the Stooges?
Yeah. My favorite's Groucho.
Booker Dano.
Time for your walk. Come on, Drake. Dreyfus, come. All right. Scamp. Come over here.